Hi, Dan. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. I'm about to pick up a prescription for intramuscular testosterone. I'm 76.
Yes, sir.
And my levels are low. Had a quad bypass May of 16.
Uh-huh.
In the process. I was in the process. So I've lost 100 pounds from my high point.
Good for you, yeah. Sir. Congratulations.
Yeah. I use the diet that works 100% of the time. It's called the Eat Less Diet.
There you go, the Eat Less Diet. Okay, publish a book on it, sir.
Yeah, well, the title's still valuable. It's a
sure
short book.
Okay.
Yeah. How does it work? Eat less.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, I heard your ad for the T-Testosterone, and I'm a little curious about the side effects. As I said, I'm 76. They tested my levels, and they're pretty low.
Yes, sir.
I was in an accident this last October. Got T-boned, and then I have a grandson, Typhoid Henry, who brings every disease known to mankind back, and we see him every day. So he's been building my immune system.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, sir. Well, I better get to answering your questions here. For one, you said side effects. Now, there are no known side effects from that supplement that I was talking about called T-Builder. Insofar as side effects from testosterone itself, the one you got to watch out for, sir, but it's easy to prevent, is that a few of us guys who take testosterone either by shots or by rubbing it in, however we get it in there, a few of us, the blood starts to get thicker. The blood, the marker in the blood called hematocrit starts to rise. And when that happens, sir, thicker blood, more risk of heart attack. No kidding. It's not the thickness of the blood that does it. It's the thickness of the blood creating abrasion at the branch points of articles and And to cover that up, well, the body uses cholesterol. The cholesterol isn't the problem. The cholesterol is just a plaster over an injured area of the blood vessel. But we put too much plaster on it, it is going to get clogged, and everybody who's selling you statins wants to blame the plaster rather than blaming the thick blood. So long ago, 1990s, two studies showed that if we went and donated blood regularly, we would cut our risk of heart attack and stroke quite dramatically. I won't get into the details of those, but just to say, you got to watch your blood count if you're going to use testosterone. And you know how you can watch your blood count really easy? You go down to the blood bank. And if they'll let you donate blood at age 76, which some of them do and some of them don't, they will tell you what your blood count is. And you just check with your doctor about what's a healthy blood count for you. By the way, it's one that is about the same blood count as menstruating ladies. No kidding. And I realize us guys aren't having menstrual periods, but the point of that is that men... yeah, really. The point of that is, sir, that menstruating ladies, if they don't smoke and they don't... take birth control pills. They don't smoke. They don't take birth control pills. They never have heart attacks. Not until they quit donating blood once a month. And so, in a manner of speaking, so if us guys go in 2-3 times a year and donate blood, they will tell you, well, here's what your numbers are on your blood test. And you ask your doctor, skilled and not knowledgeable in natural medicine, where the upper range of menstruating women's is, and you shoot for that, and your risk of heart attack goes down dramatically. But if you take testosterone and you don't monitor your blood count from time to time, there's a small risk it'll get too thick, and that might bring on another heart attack in a few years.
Okay, now this is good. By the way, this is something I think, I don't know if you know this. I don't take blood thinners. And
good.
Yeah, I had Eliquis, and I cut the first day I took it, and I was a hemophiliac, and I had to put cayenne on it to stop the bleeding. And but anyway, I read a study. 5,000-person double-blind, I believe it was in Lancet or the New England Journal of Medicine. In high-altitude flights, about 5% of the long-distance high-altitude flights throw blood clots, minor and some rather large. So a double-blind study they did, and they gave 5,000 people nattokinase, serrapeptase, and pine bark extract.
There you go.
And the other 5,000, nothing. And guess how many blood clots there were in the serrapeptase, nattokinase, and pine bark extract group?
Pretty damn close
zero.
To zero.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have been taking that. My blood is on the thin side, but I clot perfectly. I've never had a problem. And when I showed my cardiologist, I'm a scientist, and I showed my cardiologist for the study, he blew me off.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. I just stopped seeing him instantly. I'm just done with you. And, I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. I've talked to a number of heart doctors and told them about the study, and I've got blown off every time.
That's a real shame, sir.
It is a shame.
Well, thank you so much for calling, sir. I really appreciate talking with people who like taking care of your health, and obviously you do. So thanks for calling.
And thank you for your information. By the way, I'm going to be down to the clinic this coming week anyway. I'm going to do a little thinning of the do something for. I've got a little calcification in my aorta, and I'm going to do something for that. So thank you very much.
Sir. You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling. Really appreciate that.